USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A lawyer for former President Donald Trump described Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas as key to Trump's plan to delay Congress's certification of President Joe Biden's victory through litigation after the 2020 election, according to emails recently turned over to the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. We want to frame things so that Thomas could be the one to issue a temporary order putting Georgia's results in doubt, Trump attorney Kenneth Cheeseborough wrote in December 30, 2020 email, adding that a favorable order from Thomas was their only chance to hold up Congress from counting electoral votes for Biden from Georgia. John Eastman, another attorney for Trump, responded to that email saying he agreed with the plan. Having a case pending in front of the Supreme Court, Cheeseborough wrote, would be enough to prevent the Senate from counting Biden's electors. Thomas would end up being the key here, Cheeseborough wrote. There's a plan to hold up a cash dividend to Albertson's shareholders.
Washington State's Attorney General Bob Ferguson has filed a lawsuit seeking to block supermarket chain Albertson's from paying a $4 billion cash dividend to shareholders on November 7th. Mr. Ferguson said the payout would hinder Albertson's ability to conduct business normally. Kroger announced it would be acquiring Albertson's for $25 billion on October 14th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More loved ones of the 17 people murdered by Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz got their chance after almost 5 years to verbally thrash him face-to-face Wednesday in the second day of a hearing that will end with Cruz formally sentenced to life without parole. Samantha Fuentes was shot on that day and survived. During her remarks in open court, she spoke directly to Cruz with heated emotion.
Without your stupid gun, you are nothing. My name is Sam Fuentes, and you will not forget me. I'll never forgive or forget what you've done. And to say I won't be angry for the rest of my life would be a lie.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A day after 2 New Jersey police officers were shot while responding to a 911 call, a man identified as the prime suspect who had eluded the authorities during a chaotic day-long search was arrested on Wednesday, according to the Essex County Prosecutor's Office. Just after noon, the authorities announced that they apprehended the suspect, Kendall Howard, 30, and charged him with 2 counts of attempted murder. Pep talks for consumers ahead of midterm elections that could be a game changer in Washington. For the first time in U.S. history, President Biden says we have high-paying jobs and not enough people to do them. That upbeat message Wednesday as the president celebrates the Infrastructure Talent Pipeline Challenge that provides job training across the country with the help of unions and private employers.
The country's been through a tough 4 or 5 years, and folks are still hurting. Granted that we inherited a 6.5% unemployment rate, it's down to 3.5%, but guess what? Inflation is still hurting people, but we're making real progress.
Think you're a sure bet for Wednesday night's estimated $1.2 billion Powerball jackpot? If so, you need to decide whether to take cash, which would actually pay out $596.7 million, or choose the $1.2 billion annuity option that is twice as large but is paid out over 29 years. Nicholas Bunio, a certified financial planner from Donington, Pennsylvania, said even with his expertise, he would take an annuity because it would so dramatically reduce his risk of making poor investment decisions. Good luck. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.